It's the same day that we recorded chapter 6, but now it's chapter 7. We're joined by Blackberry.
He's such a baby. Look at those tail flicks.
Flick.
What do you hear, Berry?
What do your special ears hear? Oh, government secrets. Yes. That's what. Government secrets. Come here, Berry. Come here.
No,
I want to pet you. So last chapter, because of Teresa, the sea puppies were murdered. And that's the only thing that I really remember, and I just
read
it.
We got offended again.
Oh yeah, we got offended again. Because they put a flag over her casket.
Yeah.
Even though that's not how that works.
No.
Okay, if you're in the U.S., you might know it. If you're not in the U.S., you might not know it. This just brief explanation, usually it's reserved for military funerals, but they don't do it like on the way to the morgue. It's usually after the body is prepared or after whatever remains of the body is prepared
or is placed in. They also do it for like firefighters,
police officers, yep. Anyone who's like basically like firemen, like police officers, firefighters, first responders, all that stuff. What they'll do is that they'll put the flag over the casket, and before they bury the casket, they will like have two. Is it usually like military members, or is it just like members of the whoever was like?
It's members of the force, or it's.
So like, if it's a police officer, it's police officers that do it. Firefighters do it. They will fold the flag into a trifold. If the remaining. Like, they'll give it to the remaining individual if it's, like,
spouse, parent, child.
Yeah, usually it's, like, if they're married, it's spouse. If the spouse is no longer alive, if the parents are no longer alive, they'll give it to the child. If the individual is not married, the parents are still alive.
It's usually someone who, like, dies in the line of duty. It won't be for, like, you know, they passed of old age or something.
I thought it was usually, like, isn't it, like, something special for veterans, though?
I think it is.
There is something special for veterans, but that is usually a in-the-line-of-duty thing.
Yes.
So doing that for her, it's like she didn't die in the line of duty. She was assassinated by the American government.
Yeah, and she's not a first responder or anyone who has done anything for the country.
No, she, like...
She did not sacrifice her life.
She wasn't even, like, I don't know, a volunteer.
Yeah.
Wasn't even anything like a volunteer firefighter, volunteer at a hospital, didn't do anything.
No.
She didn't even become a teacher yet.
No, she just existed.
And she existed with an alien in her head.
Nobody cares.
Nope.
It's my turn to start.
Yeah.
Chapter 7. I walked into a small meeting room on the ground floor. Four television cameras placed at different angles were pointing at a small table with two chairs. The table held a large loose-leaf binder, a pitcher of water, glasses, notepads, and pens. Besides the camera crew, there were 12 government people.
Yes, government people. And by government people, we mean... people in black suits in those black glasses.
Yes, they might be the men in black.
Yes, the men in black, because, well, there is an alien.
Yeah.
And
two hotel staffers. There were no other guests, although thousands of highly placed people had called asking to be invited. The meeting was too important to risk interruptions. I was early and Blair was not there. He was probably caught in the bathroom.
Maybe he had to take a shit, but shit won't come out. Quote from Levi Ackerman.
The meeting could last for hours, and he didn't want to be knocking his knees with billions of people watching. What the fuck does that mean?
You know, having like when you have to hold it in and you're just kind of squirming.
One of my BC professors was commenting one day about this and that. He mentioned how it annoyed him to see the talking heads on television keep talking all the time. Like, they had something important to say.
Like you're doing right now?
Yeah, like you're doing right now. They just lowered their credibility. I was determined not to speak unless necessary. Then, when I did, people would know I was saying what I believed.
That might... It really depends on the context of the situation.
I walked up to the table and stood there. After a moment, I opened the loose leaf binder. It contained my Mission Impossible file.
Mission Impossible file.
My eyebrows went up in surprise. Then I resumed my gaze at the entrance. I thought the Prime Minister would use. The whole world was watching. My hair had dried and flared out in that magnificent mane that oohed and aahed everybody, said no one ever. My green outfit was modest, only 5 inches above the knees, and with not much cleavage, but didn't hide my well-turned figure.
Even though you're the one that said your cleavage charmed the crowd at your fucking wedding reception.
Yuck. All right, my chest and butt were well outlined.
Oh my god, no, said no woman ever.
There, I said it, so call the police. I fucking will, Teresa. Was I conscious of the effect I had on viewers? Everybody knew I was, or I would be sitting down. I could imagine Steve grinning from ear to ear and jerking off.
Right at the camera. Into the peanut butter jar.
Yep.
Again, this isn't something... This is why I hate men writing women. This is not
a... This is awful.
This is not a thought. This is not a thought. No, if we want to go with, like, worrying thoughts, it's like, I hope I don't have anything in my teeth.
No, right?
Do I... Is my... I put on mascara. Is it smudge?
Did I put on deodorant?
Did I brush my teeth? Oh, God, did I wax my upper lip? Oh, my God, do I have a zit somewhere?
Oh, right.
Because me, still an adult, I get, like, this stupid zit underneath, like, my nose and above my lip. It's there right now, and it fucking hurts.
Oh, right. Those hurt so
bad. Also, I get them in, like, the weird crease on my chin, and it's like, I hate that.
I get them up my nose.
I get that sometimes, too. I also get them, like, around the chin, and it's usually the under this, like, deep under the skin ones, and it's like, that hurts. But no, like, the thoughts when I'm, like, doing something important, it's like, is my hair frizzing? Is there too much product in my hair? Do I have a hole in my shirt? Why does this sock have a hole in it? It didn't have a hole in it when I put it on, but now it does, and now I can't stop fidgeting.
I'm just a fidgeter in general.
Same. I have to, like, do something. It's like, I don't know, I fidget sometimes, and I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't know, Saya. I don't know! But no, yeah.
Everybody starts screaming.
The internal thoughts of a woman that really aren't of a woman. It's like, I don't... Well, it's like, the only thing that I really think of is like, are my fat rolls too noticeable? I literally think that. I'm like, is that too noticeable in this outfit?
I was not expecting that. I'm sorry to laugh.
It's okay. It's, I mean, I laugh too, but I'm like, that's a thing sometimes. I'm like, is it too noticeable?
I glanced at a TV screen. It showed my magnificence in full length profile. How awful. How awful. I don't want to. Teresa, you are just the worst type of person.
You're the worst. Honestly, and she's going to be a teacher.
I know. Honestly, Norman Bouton, I don't know why you think this is good. I don't know why you're fighting people on the internet about it, because it's just not. And you can fight me yourself, because you're just wrong.
The fight of the century. This old ass dude against Saya. Who will win? Saya will, because she's a fucking gremlin.
The technicians started grinning. They knew. And knew that I knew they knew, etc.
Why are they assuming... Why are the technicians... Wait, are they... Why am I assuming their gender?
God, Maya.
But, like... technicians wouldn't do that, though.
No, they wouldn't.
They're more focused on, like, the lighting and shit.
Yeah.
Like, her head's too shiny.
Yeah.
Her face is too shiny. Someone get some powder on that.
Yeah.
And get powder on that globe, man. She has a receding hairline already.
I struggled to maintain an innocent expression, but the grin worked its way out. I couldn't help myself. I had to say it. You should see the little black nothing dress I had on the first time Steve entered my dorm room. Gross.
What?
The technicians and the government all laughed. Who could blame me for taking a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to flaunt it to the world? A lot of people, Teresa.
She's not flaunting it to the world.
I mean,
she's just flaunting it to a room full of strangers.
Well, it's going to be televised.
Also, she did specifically say men, so it's all, like, men. It's all men in the room.
It's all men who want to have sex with her now, which, awful. No, thank you.
This. I'm pointing to the cover of this book. This.
I'm horrified. But in all honesty, we all know someone like this who is also utterly horrifying.
Yeah.
Just IRL.
She got horse teeth.
She do. While I posed, Blair came in the same entrance I'd used and walked to the other side of the table. Good evening, how are you? Fine, I answered with a warm smile. Blair indicated my seat with his hand and we both sat down. He waited a few seconds to let me settle my stuff in. What an awful way to describe that, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, she's gonna suck all of them behind the dugout.
Yeah. I spoke first. Wait. Didn't she just say that she wasn't gonna speak unless necessary?
She wasn't gonna speak unless spoken to because she's a woman.
We made it to the big leagues. Think they're watching in China?
No, because
you're
they...
You're speaking English.
Even if they had an interpreter, but yeah, no, like, how they heavily censor everything in China?
Most
and
likely.
And a lot of other countries.
I am told 4 billion people are watching this.
What? Even the people without televisions?
Yeah.
Or did they all gather to that one place that has, like, a singular television?
Like Slumdog Millionaire, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, like, very fuzzy, and they have to, like, smack it every so often because of the, rabbit ears on it.
Too bad we can't sell tickets. It must drive celebrities crazy. You say. They would kill for an audience like this. I don't even care. If you're talking about it, you care, Teresa.
You care.
He laughed and so did I.
Cause she's so funny.
She's so funny.
So funny.
Just
totally funny. Like, completely. So fucking funny, Teresa.
He was relieved. My personality was coming out, and it was something he could work with, said
no one ever about Teresa specifically. She, what personality?
Yeah, what personality?
You know what? Bella Swan has more personality,
at
least. I know
she does. Sheesh. I called your room, but you were on the way down. I don't think you're a space alien, he said. He said it with a smile to show he was kidding. I'm not so hard to get along with. Yes, you are.
Very.
It was a weak thing to say, but I couldn't think of anything clever. I talked with President Stinson. Her people know much about you and assure her you can be trusted. I would like to talk about Hale. The first question is, what is he made of? Not matter?
Dark matter. Also, I wish there was more representation of aliens in here.
No, it's just all about Teresa and her awfulness.
One can dream about a Garrus Vicarian.
I believed for a long time he's made of dark matter. What is dark matter? Nobody knows.
Wait, I was right about the dark matter? I didn't even read ahead.
No, I... No, that's true.
I didn't even read ahead!
Nobody knows, but there's a lot of it. How do we know it exists? We only know about it from its effect on gravity. Galaxies don't rotate at the right speed for the amount of visible matter they have. I think they found out dark matter made galaxies get together in the first place.
I mean, if we're going by Futurama rules, it's creatures like Nibbler that poop it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, because Nibbler does poop it out.
Can anything be made of this dark matter? Why not? Think of a dark matter universe with dark matter people. We can't see our universe. They can't know matter has 92 elements that organize in a million ways. There's a lot more elements than that, Teresa.
Again, it's just basically, it's alien poop.
Yeah.
It's nibbler poop.
How could they guess we have planets with millions of kinds of creatures? We find new things in nature all the time. The dark matter world should have lots of surprises for us.
So the shadow realm.
Yes. What keeps Hale together? His own gravity and some dark matter particles may have some kind of stickiness.
I mean, it was some white sticky stuff that came out of that fox, Benjamin.
My own... Interestingly, he didn't pause that line, probably because it was outside his field and he didn't want to look dumb. Let's talk about what Hale does. He seems to do things for you. You should have broken bones when you fell in the water. Did Hale prevent that? Maybe. When I played baseball with the boys, the kids had a betting pool on how many games I'd play before I broke an arm or a leg when I crashed into basement. They were sure I'd wipe out. Nobody believed I'd last 4 years without an injury. Hale takes care of my bones.
Okay,
none of this makes sense.
It doesn't. Also, like, okay, so... If something's... Generally, bones, no matter if you're male or female, are kind of the same-ish density, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like the same force will break your bones, no matter what.
Yeah.
Unless if you think about it, like, maybe, like, certain forces won't break it, but if you hit it at the right angle, it could. Mm-hmm. It really depends, especially, like, if you think about it in regards of, like, an ankle, like, maybe if you hit it at a certain angle and it's, like, a very light force, it'll still break it. Yeah. But if you hit it stronger and it's, like, not at a certain angle, it might not. I don't know that much about it, but all I'm thinking is, like, bones are bones.
Yeah.
Muscle is different.
Yeah.
But bones are bones. And I'm like...
I mean, they can denote a lot about the individual who has them.
I mean, I will say this, that women can have weaker bones because of osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a weird fact that I know, but it's mostly, like, women that have given birth that mm-hmm. kind of suffer from it more, just because the fetus can take calcium from bones if they're not getting enough calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And thus why more women tend to suffer from osteoporosis. That's the only thing I can think of where women would have weaker bones than men, is if they had osteoporosis. But
yeah.
Usually in that regard, you take calcium tablets, that sort of thing. But
mm-hmm.
bones are bones.
More, he protected you from the sharks. I'm grateful for that. I don't want to sleep with the fishes. Hale gives you extraordinary strength. This helps you? It's useful. He gives you accuracy in throwing things. Useful? It helped in pitching baseball. Father Donany told you that. I didn't tell him one other thing. When Hale merged with me, my hair started growing thicker. I looked at it under the microscope. It's nearly twice as thick as other girls' hair. I guess Hale keeps it full of water. Because I'm not like other girls.
I'm just...
Nobody gives a shit about your hair, Teresa.
But wait, if... I'm trying to think of this in regards of, like, thicker hair. Because isn't it, like, if the thicker your hair is, the more curlier it kind of gets? Because... No, think of, like... I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking... Like, because you know how there's, like, different, like, types of, like, thickness in mm-hmm. hair? But then, like, I'm thinking if it gets that... Because you know how, like, people, like, black women tend to have, like, thicker hair and it gets more, like, kinkier and, like, curlier, coiled, basically? Mm-hmm. Why am I picturing it more kind of like that? Because that's, like, their hair is incredibly long, but it's, like, because of, like, how much
mm-hmm.
it's, coiled. So I don't think the logistics of her hair would work that way.
No.
But her hair's so heavy.
I know.
Also, like, your hair doesn't really hold water.
Mine does.
Does it?
It stays wet so long.
Well, I mean, mine does too, but that, again, because my hair is also thick and it does hold on to water longer and it stays wet.
But it doesn't, like, store water in it.
It's not like it stores water forever where it's like if I squeeze it out, it's like your hair follicle, like, your hair strands cannot hold water.
No.
That is not a...
Not how that works.
That's not how that works, so I don't know what is going on here.
This has helped you. It looks good. I smiled. How does stopping the wind help you? It doesn't. I've been thinking about that. Hail is beginning to sound pretty dumb. Ah, we have hailed the stupid, the desperately hoped for progress. He's never shown me any brains. He doesn't talk, and he does this dumb thing.
Okay, I'm just gonna come out here and say I think I get why Hal stopped the wind. And it's because... Okay, think of it like this. She basically stayed in the same position in the water. Mm-hmm. And we know how the wind carries the current of the water.
Mm-hmm.
If the wind had been going, she would have been carried further out to sea and probably would have been lost forever.
Yep.
Hal stopping the wind basically stopped her from getting lost at sea forever.
Yeah.
Is it still stupid? Yes. But Hal, it makes sense because she is his host. Or its host, or whatever Hal is. Hal is trying to protect its host body.
Yeah, it's not because you're special, Teresa.
But how it stopped the wind, I don't know. Magic. That's where it gets stupid.
He does complicated things. Animals do complicated things. He came to Earth exactly when we developed high technology after our presence here for millions of years.
Animals doing things isn't that complicated.
No.
Especially after you study them for a while.
He could have arrived here before the dinosaurs. He was seen coming down to Earth as a white ball. Could have been something he needed. Maybe he called it down. Blair stopped. To each of his points, I had given a perfectly legitimate counterpoint. No, I have no idea who's talking.
I don't know either. They both sound stupid and the same. So, writing 101, make sure your characters sound different, guys.
I shot down every idea people had had about Hale. I wasn't arguing, I was pointing out that nothing certain was known about Hale. We knew some of the things he did, but nothing about Hale himself. Poor Blair looked confused. Where could he go with this? The pressure is pretty high on both of us, I said to him, to help him rally. It is, he resumed. Perhaps if we study what Hale does, we'll better understand what he is. I'm game. Hail thickens your hair, gives you throwing accuracy, gives you great strength, and defended you from sharks. A wild grab bag of random shit.
I don't know why the throwing thing was a thing, and I don't get why the super strength was a thing. I mean, you could say for the super strength, it's to protect her, because again, she's the host body.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is kind of a thing where it's like she's not exactly special. The only reason why she has these abilities is because Hal is trying to protect itself.
Yeah. Putting aside their individual effects, what is the purpose of these behaviors? It's either to defend me or our merger. Hal might be defending your merger, he asked, clutching at straws. Like a business merger? Like, are we combining companies?
This is a stupid way to put it. Again,
are we, you know, entering the freeway?
From how I'm viewing this, Hal's kind of he's kind of like a parasite.
Yeah.
And again, Hal is just doing what they're doing to protect the host. Because I don't think Hal can function by themselves without a host.
He must get something out of it. Now we were getting somewhere. No, you're not.
No.
I'm even more confused.
Very.
Let's review. Hale is made of dark matter. He's stupid. He defends you and your merger with him. What does he get from the merger?
Mobility. Access to the free world.
That was the tough question. I thought about it for 20 seconds, specifically. He becomes something more than he would be on his own. It must be pretty dull in the Dark Matter universe.
I was gonna say, this is all speculation, too.
It is. Ah, a stupid Hale who has a need. A fox walked up to your mother before you were born, and Hale merged with you 10 years later. Are there two Hales? I never heard that story. What happened?
Wait! Oh god, I hate this, because it always changes.
I know, it does. A fox walked up to her and watched her for a few minutes. This happened 18.5 years ago. You were expected. The BBC didn't mention that. Your father told the story. Is it important? It could be. What was my mother doing? She was raking leaves in the backyard. Raking leaves? Something Hale probably never saw before.
Oh my fucking god.
Don't you see? Hale might have been in North America for 100 million years, but he never saw anybody raking leaves before.
Hitting X to doubt.
Oh, right.
Because I'm pretty sure he must have seen other things, too.
But Hale was seen coming to Earth 3 years later. There's only one Hale. Jan Struthers told me Doppler radar, which doesn't work like that.
Nope.
Shows a column of disturbed air above me. They sent up a satellite to look for more Hales. They never found one. He was interested in my mother, but not ready to make a transfer. What you saw was something he needed. Why did he want to transfer to your mother? Mom was holding a rake. Hale thought it was an extra appendage. That's what made her different.
Doubt.
Blair's face showed he sensed I was getting close to the goal. Trees have many appendages. Trees don't do anything.
Yeah, they do. They filter oxygen, but so does moss. And algae.
Yeah.
Algae does it more, but trees do too.
Hale needs something that moves. I wouldn't call it a need. Something made of dark matter couldn't evolve in its own world. We make it evolve. Remarkable. What's remarkable? You're remarkable. What if that difference of the rake made Hale interested in your mother? I thought about it, about that, and I thought a full minute. I asked, can we take a break? Yes. He looked shocked. I wanted to take a break now.
Remember how she said she wouldn't speak unless it was necessary?
Yeah.
She threw that out the window.
No, she did.
Yeah.
The government people felt the same way. They rolled their eyes as I got up and walked out. A dozen security guards escorted me through the lobby to the elevators. Hotel guests were caught by surprise watching television in their rooms and didn't have time to come down and see me in the flesh. Outsiders were kept out. I got back to my suite and asked Nancy to turn off the TV. I needed silence to think about things. It was an hour and 15 minutes later when Prime Minister Blair knocked on the door. Nancy let him in. I was sitting at a table. Oh, hi! I said cheerfully and took another look at my notepad. I guess I have enough. Oh, hi, Mark. I got up to leave. Enough? Asked the PM. Enough notes. I figured out what Hale is about.
Did we have to have this transition like this?
No.
No.
It's awful.
Yeah.
He looked doubtful. From such scanty evidence, could anything be deduced? We got back to the meeting room and sat down. I ripped off 6 pages from my notepad and arranged them on the table left to right. But I would never refer to them. I waited for Blair to start. You have something to announce? He suggested gently. Hale has nothing to do with any alien civilization. He has no more brains than a jellyfish.
Okay, but he's able to give you all these certain abilities and he's able to stop the wind, but he has no more brains than a jellyfish?
I see. He's a natural thing left over from the Big Bang. That's also sentient?
Yeah. A sentient thing left over from the Big Bang?
There must be trillions of Hales all over the universe. After spending time on one planet, they reproduce somehow and travel to other stars. The Hales cling to objects made of matter. Think of syrup on pancakes. The Hales are the syrup, and they assume the shape of the pancakes.
But they don't assume the shape of the pancakes. They
no.
They like what syrup does is it just sinks into it, and it just globs all over it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Most of the Hales clung to rocks billions of years ago. They'll be there forever. A few Hales wandered into planets with living creatures. An animal has a more complicated shape than a rock. So when Hale slipped off a rock during a landslide or something, there's a good chance he'd cling to an animal and stay there. I don't understand what we're talking about at all.
Something, 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 Hale, something, something. Mm. Yeah, this makes no sense.
An animal has appendages that act like grappling hooks. Hale won't slip off. The animal grows old and dies, but now the animal's shape is imprinted in Hale, like the pancakes in the syrup.
It doesn't leave a shape, though.
It's just a circle.
Yeah.
The next thing he clings to will be similar. Does that make sense?
But humans and like, only some animals are similar to humans.
Yes, he said without adding something to interrupt my thoughts. God forbid he knock me off course now. Hale will cling to a more complicated animal if he finds one. When he saw my mother holding the rake, that triggered the transfer response. It probably took years to do this, but time means nothing to Hale. By the time the transfer was ready to do, I was 10 years old. Instead of my mother holding the rake with both hands, I was on the deck holding a book with both hands. Hale was too dumb to know the difference and transferred to me.
I think they're underestimating Hale.
I do too. Now we have to talk about why Hales do anything. They merge with creatures on 100 planets to have something to cling to. Animals move around and do things. The Hales' structures modify to keep up with these movements. They work together. Here's the critical point. This is where Hale becomes what looks like an active agent. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Everything an animal does is a reflex. Hale's structure is doing reflexes to keep up with its host animal. Hale's own structural organization depends on the structural organization of material things. That's why he clings to things.
Things, things, things!
What you have to understand is Hale doesn't operate like we do. He acts because he taps into momentum of something else. He moves because he's always moving in some way. Not because he needs anything. He has no needs. By this time, I'll bet nobody could follow my reasoning.
Yeah, no one can because it doesn't make sense at all, and you just sound like a madwoman that belongs in Grippy Sock Trail.
I know. The technicians showed their confusion. Peter Blair was too smart to give any hint he didn't understand either. He was letting me talk myself out. I continued. This becomes so imprinted in his structure, he will do the reflex ahead of the animal when the stimulus is present. For instance, if the animal is attacked, Hale will do the defense reflexes before the animal does. That's what the shark attack was about. Hale was fighting off sharks while I was unconscious. It's a good thing no human tried to hurt me. They would be hamburger.
Ew.
I don't get it.
Ew.
There's one more step to take and we get to the fully evolved Hale. After billions of years of merging with thousands of kinds of creatures on 100 worlds, Hale's reflex systems become so complicated he will generate new reflexes to help the animal that the animal itself doesn't do. Hair is an example. It's useful. It protects from the cold. It can be a kind of armor.
Not really. It's more of an insulator.
It is. Hale makes my hair grow thick or keeps it thick by keeping the water in.
Which doesn't sound good at all. It sounds like more like her hair should be all sloshy and gross.
Yeah. I took a deep breath and smiled. I am getting to the end. He gave me a smile to encourage me. Strength is useful to any animal. It's a no-brainer why Hale gives me strength. It was probably the first reflex he developed. Some animals hunt by throwing things. Snakes spit venom. There's a little fish in New Zealand that squirts water at insects crawling on leaves to make them fall into the water. Accuracy is important. It shows how brainless Hale is, that he doesn't know I don't throw a baseball to kill somebody.
Then how does he know to do the crosshair thing?
Yeah.
Because I don't think a... Unless he, like, computed that from her brain somehow, but then that would require a certain form of intelligence.
I guess it's lucky he didn't kill the players for me. About the wind, birds, bats, and who knows what else on other planets make their living by flying around. The air has to be calm. A high wind can knock the creature to the ground. When I fell out of the plane, hail stopped the wind so that I would go back to flying.
Wouldn't he just have her sprout wings?
Yeah, that would make sense. I can't ask him how he does it. There's nobody to talk to. We may never know how he stops the wind. The problem is he never developed a reflex to bring the wind back. There is no reason to.
But wait, if he developed this reflex, he must have done it before.
Yeah.
So this doesn't make sense.
No, none of it makes sense.
But this specifically doesn't make sense. What we're getting at is that what should have happened is that she should have sprouted wings. Or, like, you know, how, like, squirrels have the glider thing?
Yeah.
Flying squirrel! She should have developed the glider thing. Or wings. Or something. Just anything but stopping the wind. Because what really doesn't make sense, because all of the things that have happened have been internalized things happening to her body, not affecting the environment around her. This is the only time it's infected the environment.
Yeah.
And this doesn't make sense, because that would mean that Hal would have to, like hack into the environment. This makes no sense.
No. I stopped. Blair remained still. Could that be all? Was there nothing to be done? Popcorn to you.
No, the tone of my voice was not expressing hopelessness. I was calm. I was expectant. I was waiting for him to say something. He smiled and said, and so did I. But that's not the end of the story, he suggested. No, the bad news is Hal is brainless. I can't communicate with him. The good news is he has no control resistance to change. It might be possible to control Hal by manipulating his reflexes. It would be very difficult. If you can do that, what could you do? I don't know. There may be no limit to what I can do. That was not what the PM wanted to hear. He was silent. I could see his concern. The situation had changed. Up to this point, it was about what Hal did. Now it was about what I did. I suggested, or we could set up a committee to take over.
A committee? Why a committee?
Better to have an oligarchy, I guess. He liked that even less. I said, you want to take a break? Yes. Neither of us moved. He because it was up to the lady to move first, and me because there was something wrong. I thought, shouldn't he be satisfied with the way the meeting turned out? What the heck does he want from me? He wants you to make fucking sense, Teresa.
Yeah, Jesus.
Because none of that made fucking sense. You sound like you belong in Grippy Sock Jail. Grippy Sock Jail. Grippy Sock Jail. Come on, Saya. Make her put on the grippy socks.
I'm about to.
If anything, she's the one who deserves to wear them.
I know. Jesus.
She deserves the torture of the grippy socks. I said, we came into the meeting hoping to get an alien to give us a break. It's in human hands. That sounds a lot better to me. After what happened to me 2 weeks ago, most people would give up. I'm still here. I got up and left before he responded. I got back to the television in my suite to see people's reaction to what we discussed. A talk that had been nearly a monologue on my part. Many people couldn't follow my train of thoughts. Yeah, because you're fucking insane.
It doesn't make any sense.
None at all. They were interviewed in bars and meeting hall. Really, in bars? You're gonna interview someone in a bar
that
for something
feels
like this?
Like an absolutely terrible idea.
They're drunk off their mind, just like, it's just why she's got an alien in her brain. What? Holy shit. I didn't...
Teresa, I can promise you literally nobody gives two singular fucks about what you have to say.
Why has she got a bedonk like that? But man, but her face. God, maybe I could get her to wear a bag. Also, she needs to wear, like, oven mitts or something because her fingers are scary.
Right?
Sorry.
It's okay.
She's fictional.
We're just mean.
Yeah. Anywhere reporters could easily get lots of comments. What did she say about growing hair? Why did Hal come here? How does Hal get reflexes without a brain? Did Hal merge with Samson? What?
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 Who the fuck is Samson?
Samson and Delilah? Oh, Samson the Strong?
What?
That's oddly specific.
That is very oddly specific.
I'm gonna say no because when his hair was cut, his strength was depleted. News Network anchorman tried to explain my theory but showed they didn't understand much better than the public. Teresa, just because everyone else doesn't understand doesn't mean they're stupid. It just means you explain something so terribly that either A, you just suck at explaining things, or B, it's just not probable. It just doesn't make sense at all. None of that makes sense. I don't think Hal is he can't be dumb like this, because if he's merging with, like, things, okay, something has to be smart in order to merge with something that has traits that they're looking for, correct?
Yes.
So that is some semblance of intelligence. Because it's like, it's that whole, it's this whole thing of, like, a parasite doesn't necessarily know what it's attaching itself to as long as it's a warm host. You could say that a parasite itself is brainless.
Yes.
Because it only wants one thing. You can't say that something, like, a parasite's goal is to just live and breed. Hal not having any sort of, like, goal makes no sense, because even animals have, like, an instinct to survive. Like, jellyfish have an instinct to survive. That's why they have those stingers.
Yeah.
Thus, comparing Hal to a jellyfish doesn't make sense in that regard, because even though they don't necessarily have brains, they still have a way to defend themselves via stingers. So there is something in Hal that has intelligence. And it's like, it's the only thing that I can think of that makes sense. This makes no sense. She did not make it clear. She did not make clear, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Teresa Hartley said Hal develops reflexes by clinging to animals and adapting their behavior. She did not make clear how something made of alien substance would ever even want to adapt to our world's behaviors, nor did she explain why she was chosen by Hal out of the world's billions. She was just there.
Yeah, she was literally just there.
There's nothing special about her. She was just chosen because she was there. She was just standing there. The fox was there. Hal was like, new host time, because this fox is probably going to die any day now.
Yeah.
And that's it. That is it. Also, the only thing that I could see why it adapts to behaviors is because it wants to survive. That is the only thing that I can think of. That's why Hal has to be an intelligent being of some sorts, because it has this will to survive.
Yeah.
That is all I can think of. That's not what I said. Hal didn't want anything. He didn't choose. I shook my head. I mean, she's right. He didn't choose. She was just there. But he does want. He wants to survive. That's it. It's their fault if they don't get it, I said to Nancy. Everything has been explained. Nothing is understood. Oh, it's not my fault. It's their fault that they don't understand. You just suck at explaining things. And she wanted to be a teacher.
Oh, God.
No, think about it. It's like, she explained it, and she wants to be a teacher. Oh, God. She'd be the type of teacher to be like, I explained it. If you don't get it, it's your fault.
You're right, and I hate it.
I hate that so much. God, fucking Teresa, negative 1 million. People didn't understand because they didn't get what they wanted, an intelligent alien that could communicate and negotiate with them. They got me after I survived an assassination attempt by my own president. No wonder they didn't get it. They were afraid of me and the power I might get. You have power. And they're afraid of you because you're an ego fucking maniac. Already.
I know.
As I surfed through the channels, discussion changed from what Hal did to what I was going to do. I was going to use Hal's reflexes to control him somehow. From that, it followed that I would become a powerful person. Yep. Finally, they got to the part that really interested reporters, my offer to share power with a committee. The media loved political controversy and speculated in detail. All it did was add to the confusion. How did you organize a committee? Asked an anchor. Do we have one representative from each country like the United States? United Nations? Then we have paralysis. That small nation majority will favor small nation actions. The larger nations won't help out. A Security Council will disenfranchise smaller nations. You can't equalize unequals. The committee will presumably meet with Teresa Hartley, who is an American. Many nations will object. It's not like United Nations that meets like the United Nations that meets in New York with no government presence. Teresa and the committee will be the government. With Hartley, the most important member, it will be an American government. That will be unacceptable to many. Complications and complexity. Even I was near confusion with all being discussed. It soon got much worse. I changed the biggest international media circus of all, CNN. CNN said it was doing an unscientific telephone call poll inviting people to vote on whether they wanted a committee in charge of Hal or me alone. Telephone numbers were posted on the screen. One number for Teresa Hartley alone, another for committee. The phone was tabulated according to the country of phone calls origins. Voting numbers were also shown on the screen. As CNN continued to promote, the poll numbers rapidly climbed. We have 368,000 votes from the United States, with 76% in favor of Hartley going alone. Oh no. You never leave one person in charge alone like this.
I can see that this is the United States under not our current government system.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's President Stinson. Mm-hmm. Technically the second Stinson in office, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there was another Stinson. No surprise there. They trust one of their own. No, I'm an American and I don't necessarily trust other Americans all the time.
Oh, right.
Especially this bitch. I wasn't pointing at you, especially this bitch, Teresa.
I'm just here eating my fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you asshat.
I trust you, you butthole. I mean, I don't trust Teresa. I don't trust her as far as I can throw her. But literally, I don't trust this bitch.
She looks like she breathes through her mouth and you can hear it all the time. And she'll be like, look at my very charming cleavage. And it just looks like cottage cheese.
I'm sorry.
I'm very mean. I'm sorry.
It looks like lumpy cottage cheese. It's not good. It's very ugly. Mm-hmm. Why is this important? Why is any of this important? Make it make sense, please. In Europe, we have most of the Western Europeans leading toward a committee with interesting exception of Italy going for Hartley. Fucking Italy.
I'm sorry.
The East European countries formerly dominated by the Soviet Union want Hartley, while Russia leans towards a committee. Okay, what does this mean?
I'm sorry, what?
Russia leans towards a committee?
No! Did that just say the Soviet Union And Russia?
No, it said the Eastern European countries formerly dominated by the Soviet Union.
Thank you.
Want Hartley while Russia leans towards a committee. But that doesn't make sense.
No!
Because if there was a... Okay, if there's a committee, there can be checks and balances. If it's just Hartley on her own, she can go renegade and do whatever she wants. Russia could easily manipulate her.
Yeah.
They could try to manipulate her at least, but I feel like they could. By trying to appease.
Gonna send Daddy Putin.
Oh my god, no, we can't refer to him as that anymore.
I'm sorry.
We can't. Not even as a joke. I'm god. Sorry. We can't anymore.
I've done something bad.
It's Daddy Zelensky now. I mean, have you seen him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zelensky. He is primo.
He's pretty beautiful.
Okay, this is making me so confused. Is the committee a bad thing? Then?
Probably.
If Russia's in support of it? But, like...
I feel that either choice is a bad choice.
I think this is just all of... It's all a shit show. What I think they should have done is just gone through with the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Just... Instead of, like, just dropping her from an atomic bomb, put a bullet through her head. Just make her look at the flowers.
Yep. Oh my. That is one angry void.
Angry void. But no, like, this is so bad. In Muslim country... Muslim? Do you mean Muslim?
Is that a misspelling?
Is that... Type it. It's M-O-S-L-E-M? Muslim? Is this new?
M-O-S-L-E-M?
Yes. Is it two different things?
Muslim is in Arabic. In Arabic means one who gives himself to God, and by definition someone who adheres to Islam. By contrast, a Muslim is in Arabic means one who is evil and unjust. When the word is pronounced as it is in English, Muslim with a Z.
Oh my God.
Did that just mean what I think it meant?
I'm sorry. I just got offended again.
I did too.
Like, what? What the fuck, Bhutan? Like, what the actual fuck? What the fuck? No. All joking aside, no, seriously. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, this is supposed to be a CNN broadcast? No, this isn't something that they have in a fucking broadcast. I'm, like, legit pissed off.
I know.
Like, I didn't think that this book could piss me off, but oh my god. Like, I am legit offended. Because, like, this is so... This is Islamophobic.
Yeah.
To an extreme. So fuck you, dude. I'm skipping this.
Now I really have reason to fight.
Now I have so much reason to fucking hate. Like, dude, if you somehow hear about this, fucking fight me. Fucking fight me, you Islamophobic douchebag. Oh my god.
A tutor, two students who are Muslim.
Some of my ex-coworkers are Muslim. And they're, like, some of the greatest people I know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, I will go hand to hand with anybody over my students, so.
Yeah. This is like. Yeah, and it's not surprising that when it's referenced to that, their preference is for committee.
Yep.
So.
I don't even know if I want to finish this chapter.
I'm skipping over that. Because why? No, yeah, this is basically, you know what, I'm just going to summarize. It's basically all about just prattling over the committee or not. And it's basically sounding like the good guys, quote unquote, are against the committee. And they're all for Teresa doing everything by herself because she's so fucking special.
You know what that really sounds like to me, Maya?
What?
Dictator.
Right? I mean, the title of the book is Empress Teresa, and you know what another term for anything related to her? I mean, it's not that far from being a dictator. I mean, look at her. She's dressed like a fucking dictator on the cover of the fucking book.
She is.
So, yeah, no, I was already going with this, but this story is basically the origins of a dictator. Teresa is not a hero. She's a fucking dictator, and people keep blowing smoke up her ass. No matter how many times you hype up this character and tell her that she's, like, the greatest thing ever, it's like, no, she's not.
You know who else was told they were the greatest thing ever? Hitler. Hitler.
And he references Hitler in the first paragraph. Norman, I think you need to edit your fucking book again, because again, this has been republished a few different times and he didn't take that out at any time. And this was something that no one talked about in any review.
He consciously put that in there.
Yeah, he put that in there.
I've never heard that word before in my life.
Neither have I.
And you and I are going to be 28 this year.
Yep.
And we have been through the gamut of Islamophobia in our lives.
Oh, yes. I have heard many things.
Me too.
I have not heard that.
This is the first time I have ever heard that.
Yeah. I'm just... In this context, it's Islamophobic.
I'm not really sure if there's any context where it's not...
I feel like in a different context, it could mean something in, like, on a local level, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, definitely in this, it's not good. Oh, look. Okay, she... I don't know if I can finish the rest of this chapter, because it's just dumb. Hold on. There's this one part I want to see if I can get to, because I know she does another thing. Oh, here's that quote from... I feel like that girl in the Hunger Games, except that she only had 23 assassins to worry about. What are my chances? They weren't assassins, they were fellow children. This is what he decided to put in when he republished the book.
Mm.
Let's see.
I mean, I'm also finding that Muslim and Moslem are spellings of the same word. And it's that the M-O-S-L-E-M is the old spelling of it.
Uh-huh.
Muslim was formerly common, but now old-fashioned, increasingly rare, and sometimes offensive. So is Muslim. If you're older, Muslim may be the spelling you learned, and you may even worry that you're doing it wrong.
It could be because he's old, but... Again, this is where he had time to do his fucking research.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you do your research, kids. And this is why if you're going to republish a... But no, then again, this came out initially in what, 2010. And it's been republished a few different times since then. He's had multiple chances to go into this book and, like, redo things. And I'm not going to finish the chapter because it's just full of horse shit. I can't do it now. Because that was just super shitty. It's just super shitty. I mean, if we want to fill time. In my speculation on what Hal is... God. You know what would have made a lot... Again, it would have made a lot more sense if we just said he was an intelligent being. Mm-hmm. But not, like, super intelligent. Like, you can be an intelligent being, but it doesn't mean that you're, like, super smart. Like, someone... It's like... It still knows the basics of wanting to survive.
Yes, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's formerly common but now old-fashioned, increasingly rare, and sometimes offensive variant of Muslim.
Okay. So this dude was fucking old. He started writing this when, God knows when, and he just didn't bother to change anything about this book as the times changed. He didn't bother to fact check, he didn't bother to... like, look on any words that should probably be changed. Mm-hmm. He didn't bother to look at anything. This is such sloppy writing. The only thing he actually cares about is the fucking main character.
Yeah.
Because the main character is, like, what, his fucking jerk-off fantasy? Which is awful. Creepy because she's 18 and he's, like, what, in his 60s now? Older, maybe? It's disgusting. It's creepy. This is what he fantasizes about. This is what he wants. Basically, Steve is like the fucking self-insert of himself. And I'm like, this is disgusting. I have never been more disgusted with an author. And I've read Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Stephen King.
Yep.
I can tell Saya is pissed. I can just tell. I hear it. Hold on, wait. You know what we could fill up with some time?
Hmm. 3,000 would you rather questions? Sure.
Okay, we're gonna answer a few of these just to lighten the mood, because now it's like, I'm not gonna bother to finish that chapter because nothing happens at all.
Nope.
Nothing at all. It's nothing worth our time. I mean, basically, about 80% of the book is nothing worth our time, surprisingly. Okay. Okay, Saya. Would you rather always eat food that is bitter or spicy?
Spicy.
I'm gonna go with spicy as well.
Because at least it tastes like something, whereas yeah. Like bitter is just bitter.
Yeah. And I can always... Would that apply to milk too? Or is it because it's like... It's not food, it's a drink? Would that count?
No, it's a drink. It's not a food.
Okay, so it wouldn't count. Okay, would you rather use mouthwash that tastes like vinegar or eye drops that burn like hot sauce?
Mouthwash that tastes like vinegar.
I like the taste of vinegar, so yes. I will use mouthwash that tastes like vinegar. Okay. Oh. Would you rather have Matthew McConaughey or Samuel L. Jackson read you a bedtime story?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Dude, same. I would fall asleep, and I'd be happy. Why? Because...
Matthew McConaughey kind of freaks me out.
His voice is a little weird.
He's creepy.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Would you rather have proof we landed on the moon or proof aliens exist?
Honestly, at this point, proof we landed on the moon.
I kind of want proof that aliens exist.
We already have it.
No, I was going to say it's like definitive proof that they exist.
Okay, that's fair.
Because if we have that, then we could inevitably, through that, prove that the moon landing happened, too.
Yeah.
Because then we could go up to the moon and show, like, hey, there's the spaceship. There's the tip of the rocket. There it is. It's right there. We landed on the moon.
We did it. It's like by proxy, you're going to get one or the other.
Yeah. Would you rather have the ability to decode and cipher any encryption or be an elite code writer?
I want to be the decoder.
You want to decode and cipher any encryption?
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to be a code writer, because then I could, like, do anything.
I know, but then I'm just going to be able to decode it right now.
But no, I would... What I would do is, like, I would just code video games.
That's dope.
And make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Know how many indie games I'd make?
A lot.
Know how much money I'd make from those indie games?
A lot.
Yeah. But they'd be good indie games, too, because you know why? Because I can write, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Would you rather be in the in business with The Godfather or Scarface? Would you rather be with the Corleones? I don't know the name of the Scarface dude.
Well, the Scarface dude was definitely selling cocaine, and that's not what I'd like to do, so.
I think I'd rather go with the Corleones. Yeah. I mean, they cook.
They do.
They make some bomb-ass food.
You know, there's really just something for me about wanting to be in a mafia family because they dress really well. I'm like... Yeah, I know my husband's going to be really sexy. And I'm going to be like,
Are you just having 365 days fantasies now?
I mean, I was into that, like, way before 365 days came out. So, it makes up a substantial amount of my fan fiction preferences.
True. I don't know, I feel like that could be fun, and I feel like I'd have fun, and I could just say things like, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Would you rather be a local news anchor or a national weather forecaster? So would you rather be hated locally or hated nationally?
Well, I'm already hated locally, so I guess I'll just stay with that.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind telling the weather. And I would say it like, and here's the weather. Okay. Would you rather have Dumbledore's or Gandalf's power?
Gandalf's.
I think I'd rather go with Dumbledore because he has the Elder Wand.
I don't know either.
I mean, Gandalf has a giant wizard staff.
I need that for support.
And to smack people around.
That one feels more like me.
Would you rather be able to make it rain or make it snow?
Rain.
Same.
I'm so tired of the snow.
Same. I just want it to rain all the day. All the damn time. Damn time. Okay, would you rather pee in the swimming pool or get out and pee?
Get out and pee. Like, I just get out of the pool and pee on the ground right next to it?
Go to an actual bathroom?
Yes, I'd rather go to an actual bathroom.
I don't think I can agree with that.
That's fair.
I'm sorry that I'm gross in that capacity. I mean, it's like, it's literally like, God.
And honestly, I hate getting my swimsuit bottoms tangled, but it's, I don't know why. I just don't like to pee in pools.
I mean, it gets washed out with the chemicals.
I know.
Okay, would you rather would you rather be a coworker of Zaid's or would you rather be a servant of Jenna's?
I'd rather be a coworker of Zaid's.
I think I'd rather be a servant of Jenna's. Why? Because she already does everything on her own. I think I would just hide.
That's fair.
Consistently. And I would just go to the town and just be like, oh my god, she's fucking psycho. I wouldn't have to deal with Zaid and her weird world of magic.
I mean, I just wouldn't show up to all the functions.
They'd be like, where's Saya? Well, I mean, you'd actually be able to, like, work in that setting, too.
I know. I'd actually be knowledgeable in that setting, and Mac would probably like me more because I am aware of safety.
Would you really want Mac, though?
No, I kind of want the other one more.
The one who's supposed to look like Jackson Rathborn?
Yeah, I think Jackson Rathborn's pretty.
He is. But are you sure you want to insert of a real person?
Why not?
Okay. Would you rather go to the Black Mountains, where the griffins are? That are in the north, you know, where the black griffins live. In the mountains. Or would you rather go to... Oh, God. Where's another destination that's completely stupid? That's in... Oh, Armada Land.
I'd rather go to where the griffins live. I want to see how they constructed everything that is their buildings and infrastructure out of marble.
I mean, I want to see it too, but I feel like it's not marble at this point. I think right. It looks like marble, but I think it's really just griffin poop and, like... paper and twig and just other materials. Mm-hmm. It just looks like marble. Mm-hmm. So what I'm guessing is that griffin poop looks like marble. 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 Marble.
We're learning.
That's what I assume, at least. Would you rather get into a singing contest with Raichu or get into a magic show contest with Zaid?
I'd rather get into a singing contest with Raichu.
Even if she can make your ears bleed, not in the good way?
Mm. Well, I don't know what the fuck Zaid is gonna do to me with her magics.
I would just do the thumb trick and I can remember how to do it. Hold on. Science. I feel like I could pull the got your nose on her and it would work.
I can do the cap song, the cappy song off the glue stick. I can make the cap on the glue stick disappear.
Yes. I can pull a quarter from behind your ear.
I can try to figure out if this is your card.
I can actually read tarot cards. Yeah. 1 point Maya.
I can understand that tarot cards aren't going to tell me what to do with my life.
Or specifically tell you things like you're going to get shot. Oh my god.
I feel like that's another point in our direction.
Hey. Would you rather interview Lainey Sarum about her book or Tyra Banks about her book?
Lainey Sarum.
To get to the bottom of it, mm-hmm. Even though all she's gonna do is lie to you.
Yeah.
I think I'd actually wanna interview Tyra for the book. I genuinely, like, want to, because there were some good things in there, but then there were some really awful things in there that I'm like, fuck. Ugh. Well, if you stuck around this far, thanks for, like, just kind of listening to our nonsense a little bit. Especially after us getting, like, super pissed off.
Wow. It got us both. And, like,
it got us both. And it was, like, only, like, how many pages into that chapter?
It was both chapters today.
Both chapters? Yeah, that offended us. But the second one really got us. But, yeah, fuck chapter 8 and fuck you, Norman Bataan.